Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Hassell Smith on September 5th, 1978, at the home of the interviewer, Paul Carlstrom. All right, well, Hassell, this has been, for some time now, I've been interested in getting together with you and talking, doing an interview, and of course, it's not the easiest thing to do because you live in Bristol, England now, but you've been over here teaching for more than a year, isn't that right?
No, just a year.
Just a year. First at the academic year at UC Berkeley,
right.
The art department there, and then for part of the summer session at the California School of Fine Arts, now known as the San Francisco Art Institute,
right.
Which in a way must have been something of a homecoming for you because you were
yes.
a student there
yes.
and you also taught there.
Right.
And although you have been living in England for these quite a few years now.
12
years. You're... I suppose you would agree that many of your formative years were spent here in the San Francisco Bay Area, so it seems
yes.
appropriate in one sense that the interview is taking place here rather than somewhere else. Anyway, I'd like to cover as much ground as we possibly can in the time allowed us. And the first thing I would like to ask you about is your own, is the basic biographical information, that background information, having to do with your own family, where you came from, your roots, so to speak.
Well, I was born in Michigan, in Sturgis, Michigan, which is a small factory town. And my parents had moved, my father had moved there because he was had a position in business. And I would say that our family was a middle class family. Both my parents were university graduates. But our home life was however, a very unsettled one.
Hmm.
We moved around the United States a very great deal. And this was, I believe, the result of the fact that my mother was not well. She had tuberculosis, and at that time in 1915, 1920, around there, as you know, there was no really determined cure for tuberculosis, and the idea seemed to be that it would be much better for her if she lived in a different kind of climate. So we, when I was three, we moved to Denver, Colorado. And we stayed there maybe two or three years, and then we moved to Los Angeles.
So this was about 1918?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I was just an infant, really.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember living in Denver. I went to kindergarten in Denver. We then went to Los Angeles, then moved very quickly northward to San Mateo, and then very quickly again to Mill Valley. And then pretty shortly back to Michigan.
Oh, really?
To Sturgis,
mm-hmm.
where we then remained. My father, in fact, went back as an executive in the same business.